वल्लभम। कौन कहते हैं भगवान खाते नहीं,
कौन कहते हैं भगवान खाते नहीं,
कौन कहते हैं भगवान खाते नहीं,
कौन कहते हैं भगवान खाते नहीं।
बेर शबरी के जैसे खिलाते नहीं,
बेर शबरी के जैसे खिलाते नहीं,
बेर शबरी के जैसे खिलाते नहीं,
बेर शबरी के जैसे खिलाते नहीं।
अच्युतम केशवम कृष्ण दामोदरम राम नारायणम जानकी वल्लभम। कौन कहते हैं भगवान सोते नहीं,
कौन कहते हैं भगवान सोते नहीं,
कौन कहते हैं भगवान सोते नहीं,
कहते हैं भगवान सोते नहीं।
माँ यशोदा के जैसे सुलाते नहीं,
माँ यशोदा के जैसे सुलाते नहीं,
माँ यशोदा के जैसे सुलाते नहीं,
माँ यशोदा के जैसे सुलाते नहीं।
अच्युतम केशवम कृष्ण दामोदरम राम नारायणम जानकी वल्लभम। कौन कहते हैं भगवान नाचते नहीं,
कौन कहते हैं भगवान नाचते नहीं,
कौन कहते हैं भगवान नाचते नहीं,
कौन कहते हैं भगवान नाचते नहीं।
गोपियों की तरह तुम नचाते नहीं,
गोपियों की तरह तुम नचाते नहीं,
गोपियों की तरह तुम नचाते नहीं,
गोपियों की तरह तुम नचाते नहीं।
अच्युतम केशवम कृष्ण दामोदरम राम नारायणम जानकी वल्लभम। अच्युतम केशवम कृष्ण दामोदरम राम नारायणम जानकी वल्लभम। अच्युतम केशवम कृष्ण दामोदरम राम नारायणम जानकी वल्लभम।
अच्युतम केशवम कृष्ण दामोदरम राम नारायणम जानकी वल्लभम।
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा 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 हरे हरे।
हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा कृष्णा
राम नारायणम जानकी वल्लभम,
राम नारायणम जानकी वल्लभम।
हरे कृष्णा
कृष्णा
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama,
Rama.
Krishna Krishna Hare Hare
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.
Rama, Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare.
Prem se.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare.
Hare,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare. Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Ram, Ram Ram,
राम हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे
हरे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Bolo bolo bolo
Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna
Hare
हरे
हरे
कृष्ण
हरे
कृष्ण
कृष्ण कृष्ण
हरे हरे
हरे
राम
हरे
राम
राम
हरे
हरे
कृष्ण
हरे
कृष्ण
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 हरे
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 राम
राम
हरे
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 कृष्ण हरे
कृष्ण
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 हरे
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 राम
हरे
राम
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 हरे
हरे
हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण कृष्ण
हरे हरे
हरे राम
हरे राम
राम राम
हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण कृष्ण
हरे
राम
हरे राम
राम राम
हरे
हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे
हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे
हरे राम
हरे हरे
हरे
कृष्ण
हरे
कृष्ण
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 हरे हरे हरे
राम
हरे
राम
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 हरे हरे हरे
कृष्ण
हरे
कृष्ण
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 हरे हरे हरे
राम
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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण हरे 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 राम हरे राम
राम
बोलो बोलो बोलो
हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण
कृष्ण
कृष्ण हरे हरे
हरे हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम
हरे
हरे
हरे कृष्ण
हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण कृष्ण
हरे हरे
हरे राम हरे हरे जय राधा गोपीनाथ राधा गोपीनाथ राधे
जय राधा गोपीनाथ राधा
गोपीनाथ राधे
जय ललिता विशाखा जय ललिता विशाखा ललिता विशाखा जय ललिता विशाखा
जय ललिता विशाखा जय ललिता विशाखा ललिता विशाखा जय ललिता विशाखा
जय गौरनिता बलदेवा जयो सुभद्रा
जगन्नाथ जगन्नाथ
बलदेवा फेस्टिवल की
जय।
हरी बोल। ओके सो वी विल स्टार्ट वी विल नेक्स्ट वी विल गो विद नरसिम्हा आरती। ओके सो आपको मेरे पीछे पीछे रिपीट करना है, ठीक है? और मुझे सुनाई देना चाहिए वरना मुझे लगा सिर्फ मैं ही गा रही हूँ, ठीक है? थैंक यू। नमस्ते नरसिंहाय
नमस्ते नरसिंहाय
नमस्ते नरसिंहाय
नमस्ते नरसिंहाय
नमस्ते नरसिंहाय हिरण्यकशिपुर्वशः शिलाटाङ्कनकालये
शिलाटाङ्कनकालये
इतो नरसिंहा परतो नरसिंहा केशवदीता नरहरि रूपा जय जगदीश।
विघ्न विनाशक नरसिंह देव की
जय।
भक्त प्रहलाद जी की हरि हरि बोल।
हरि बोल। थैंक यू भाग्यश्री एंड द एंटायर टीम फॉर द ब्यूटिफुल कीर्तन। अ बिग राउंड ऑफ अप्लॉज फॉर देम। सो बिफोर वी बिगिन अवर स्पेशल क्लास टुडे, वी हैव अ क्यूरेटेड ड्रामा फॉर ऑल ऑफ यू एंड द गर्ल्स आर डेस्परेटली वेटिंग आउटसाइड। सो विदाउट एनी फर्दर डू लेट अस बिगिन टुडेज ड्रामा। आई वुड रिक्वेस्ट ऑल द गर्ल्स हु पार्टिसिपेटिंग इन द ड्रामा टू कम ऑन द डायस प्लीज।
Thank you.
होने के नाम पर कलंक हो,
गिरधर की मीरा अपने गिरधर के चरणों में समा गई।
Hari Bol. Even the mic is speechless. But thank you very much for the beautiful drama. Big round of applause for them. So we'll be having a special class today. And we have a very, very special and a dear speaker today. So I would like to welcome Anita Mataji here on dais, please.
Hari Bol. Hari Bol.
So before Mataji begins her class, I would like to give a small brief about her. So her name is Dr. Anita Ramchandran. She's a doctor by profession. She's associated with prestigious Lokmanya Tilak Medical College as an associate professor for undergrad and postgrad medical students. She's had a keen interest in medical education and has obtained her international fellowship in the same. She was introduced to the process of Krishna consciousness by very sincere devotees, and she has been practicing from the past 25 years. Most of us are not from the past 25 years now. Big round of applause for that. She has been very fortunate to receive spiritual initiation from His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj. And she has keen interest in youth preaching, and her husband and she, both of them, serve as spiritual counselors for different devotees. And she also has been a regular speaker at Chetna Festival. So without any further ado, let us welcome her with a big round of applause. And I would request Bhagyashree to welcome Mataji with a garland, please. I would request Mataji to please begin today's class. Thank you.
Om Agyanti Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sva Padandikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Uta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrinda Vaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Thank you everyone for coming on this Saturday for the youth festival of Chetna. It is so nice to see you with your bright faces on a Saturday evening, which is supposed to be the weekend. Thank you for coming. So, sorry for the delay, because the topic is sword of knowledge. I sort of prepared a pocket sword of knowledge. I forgot it at home, so I had to go back to get it. The pocket sword of knowledge is my notes. So I'm sorry for the delay, but we'll start. So, have you heard the, I mean, it's a very common saying, the pen is mightier than the sword, right? So what it means is, like, with sword you can maybe kill a few people, you know, who are probably not obeying the laws or misguided, whatever. But this, with the pen, you can write and influence so many people at a go without killing him. You can educate them, you can train them to behave in a perfect way, right? So we know that there have been so many books, so many revolutions, in fact, based on what people have written for the others. People have followed what they have read, and there has been revolutions throughout the world history, right? So definitely the pen, that is the written word, is mightier than the sword, yeah? But what if we have knowledge and we can use it as a sword, right? So the scriptures describe of this knowledge, the sword of knowledge. So we'll try to understand what is this sword of knowledge, how to have it with us, and what are the benefits of having that sword of knowledge, right? So let us see what knowledge means. Now, knowledge generally, if you look it up on the dictionary or Google, it says some knowledge of facts, right? Basically, it means information, right, which is gathered either by getting educated or through experience. So there are two ways: getting education from someone or through your own experience. So we see even in scientific experiments, scientists will perform some experiments, gain knowledge, and when we read that, we gain the knowledge. We are not doing the experiments all that the scientists have done, but we hear from them, I mean, we read their experiments, we get knowledge also, right? So by educating or by experiencing themselves or experimenting themselves. Now, this, the knowledge which we get from, you know, different sources, it can also be got through cognitive process. Cognitive process means learning, so that it can help us in problem solving, okay? Or through communication, as I said, whether written word or telling each other. Like if I tell you some story, it's like I'm giving the knowledge of that story. So communication, right? Third is perception. You perceive things. And fourth is logic. So you see, many of the times, philosophers use logic, scientists use logic. So it's not necessary that logic may always be right, but they use logic and they conclude to few things. So now, why do we need knowledge, or why is there this quest for knowledge in human beings? I mean, we can be like any other living being, right? Just doing our daily duties, like, yeah, you said something. She said, like, huh? Yes, yes. So we'll just be like animals, right? There are four things common amongst human beings and the other living beings. What are they? Eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, right? So we are no different than animals then. We are like, then we become Dvipada Pashu. Dvipada Pashu means animal, but walking on two legs. But we have some higher intelligence, right? And we want to know, okay? Now, what we want to know, how we acquire, I mean, what is the difference in the various types of knowledge, that we'll see. Basically, it is said that we all know, right? We have learned in our classes as a young child in school that God is omniscient. God is omnipresent, right? Omniscient means what? He knows everything, right? God knows everything. Each and every living entity, the Lord knows what is in their hearts. Okay, so we being parts and parcels of Him, little parts, okay, we also want to gain knowledge. But is it possible for us to gain all the knowledge in the world? Not possible, because God can do it. He is God. For us, maybe we can acquire some fields. Like if you see some people, more than the name. Suppose if the name is Alok, but the degrees ahead will be like A to Z, all letters covered. Right? So many degrees they'll have. Name is small, but degrees are so many. because they have, say, acquired knowledge in science or law or, you know, things like that. So it is not possible for us to gain all that knowledge. Now, just to give a small example, like I don't recollect the scientist, but he says, I think Albert Einstein, if I'm not wrong, he says, my knowledge of whatever I have read and acquired through all these years, it's just like if you go onto the shore of a vast ocean, right? It's like a small grain of sand in that vast shore, or it's like a small drop of water in that vast ocean. The scientist says that. Now imagine, I'm just giving you a small example. Suppose the entire world's knowledge, whatever is there in this world, suppose you imagine that it is contained in this room, just for analyzing. It's contained in this room. So this huge room has all the knowledge of the world stored in this room, right? How much we know? Like, what do you know? Give me any topic, what do you know? Science. What do you know, beta? Anything what you know. You know to how to eat. Okay. Someone else will say, I know mathematical calculations. Someone may say, I know cooking. The drama performers, they'll say they know acting and dancing. Okay. So, what we know. Okay. What we know of this entire storehouse of knowledge is, it can be compared, as the scientist said, a small grain, right? Maybe we can compare it to, say, the water contained in this glass. Okay, what I know is only this much part, okay? In this entire room, this much part. That's also too much, actually. Compared to the water drop in the ocean, this is too much. But let's presume that we know this. What I don't know. So, like, suppose someone asks me, what you don't know? I'll say, I don't know anything about Japanese cuisine. I'll say, I don't know the backstroke of swimming. What do you don't know? Any examples? Haji? Swimming. You don't know swimming. Okay. Anyone else? Mathematics. Yes. So we know that we don't know these things. Right? We know. Bhai, meko ye aata nahi hai. So suppose that what we don't know, we compare it to this. Okay? Much larger than what we know is a bigger container where we know that we don't know these things. What is this entire room filled of then? What is remaining? Wonderful. Thanks. So what we don't know that I don't know. The example. If someone asks me, do you know about particle physics? I'll say, I don't know. I didn't even know it existed. Okay, do you know about the principle of how infrared rays work? I really didn't even know they existed. Or what is the most costliest, say, ingredient in Thai cuisine? Bhaiya, mujhe pata hi nahi hai. I don't even know that I don't know. So then, if this is the knowledge that you have, this is the knowledge that you know that you don't have, this entire room is actually filled of topics which you don't even know that you don't know. So imagine how vast knowledge can be, right? Now, so if we compare the knowledge, this entire ocean in this, the knowledge in this room, it can actually be divided into two subheadings. Knowledge can be divided into material knowledge of matter and things and spiritual knowledge. Spiritual knowledge is about the spirit soul. Like if you want to really explain it on a very basic level, suppose someone, most of us actually, would think that I am the body. You know, I am made of this body, the elements, the body parts. And after that, you know, we don't even know where I'll be, where I'll go and what will happen to my body, right? So that is basic knowledge that I'm this body, okay? Someone a little more intellectual will think, will know, will try to understand, I'm not just this body, I'm the soul within, right? That's a little intellectual person because they know that, no, whatever we do, finally it's going to be burned down to ashes. There has to be something more. I think most of you will fall in this category because you're inquisitive. You have come to the temple. No one comes to a temple on a Saturday evening, right? But you have come to the temple to know something more. Okay, so you will fall into that category or maybe a little advanced also. The next level will be, now most of the people who are searching for God, they will stop at this level. They'll see, I am not this body, I am the soul. But they will stop. like most of the people who want liberation. Itna, there's so much suffering around. I just want to be liberated once and for all. Ek bar, khatam. I don't want to come back to this world again. Okay. But the advanced intellectuals, they will say, I'm not the body. I am the soul. But I want to know what are the activities of the soul. They will ask further, right? So imagine we're in this material body, the soul is there. We are so active, right? The soul is active, we are active. Now, if the soul is liberated from the body, can it be inactive? It can't be. Soul in a material body is so active. After liberation, how more active it will be? It's not possible for the soul to be inactive. It has to be active. So advanced intellectuals will think that what is the activity of my soul? Let me be engaged in that. And let me know how I can know what is happening to my body after death. Or where do I go after death? Right? So just like the material body is engaged in material activities. Eating, sleeping, mating, defending, going to school, earning money, serving your parents, serving your family, serving your nation. Material activities. Soul has to be engaged in spiritual activities, right? So what are they that we'll understand in some time? Now, what is the difference between material knowledge and spiritual knowledge? Material knowledge will inform you. Have you seen that people who get great degrees are of virtuous character or they are noble-minded people, they want to serve people? Very few. Most of them will be just informed about the knowledge. They may not have a change of character, right? So material knowledge will inform you, but spiritual knowledge will... Jai Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Bhagwan Ki Jai. Spiritual knowledge will transform you. Material knowledge is limited. You can't know everything. You can't know everything like we saw the example. But spiritual knowledge, if you know, that small amount of knowledge or whatever you know is enough to know everything. We'll understand why it is so. So even if you know a little bit of spiritual knowledge, it will help you to understand much more, right? And it will help you to understand what to study and what to know rather than just running around for getting more and more degrees or more and more knowledge, right? Material knowledge may contaminate us. Spiritual knowledge will only purify us. Material knowledge may entangle us. You know, sometimes like as friends, we befriend a person and then we see that that person's problems have become my problems. That person's friends' problems have become my problems. And then after some time, we may start thinking, "Arey yaar, why did I ever befriend this person? There are so many problems. Mere problems to alag, iske abhi I'm solving, not her, only hers, her exes, her boys, her maybe children, her friends, I'm solving." So we get just sort of entangled. Spiritual knowledge is not like that. When you learn about spiritual knowledge, it will only free us from the shackles or from the attachments, unnecessary attachments. Now, what are the ways to acquire knowledge? We just saw, right? Either you get educated or you perform experiments or you use logic. So, in the scriptures, Vedas, there are two ways of knowledge. Okay, we'll see what is the fallacy of acquiring material knowledge through experience. Okay, so spiritual texts, they describe that there are two ways of acquiring knowledge. One is Aroha. Aroha means ascending up. Second is Avaroha. Like those who know music, you will know. Aroha and Avaroha. Avaroha is descending. So, Aroha means you try to find out on your own. Achha, ye nahi to, ye nahi to. Haan, yaan, this has not worked, that has not worked. Like our detectives will work, no? Achha, if this is not the thing, then maybe this. Haan, ye hai, but other nahi hai. So, they will sort of work. Or even scientists, they will work like that. They will try to gain knowledge. They will try to get to the reality slower and slower, but sooner and sooner. Yeah. So then what is descending knowledge is someone just comes and tells you this is the answer. It is like someone who knows has just come and told you. You don't have to experiment. You don't have to find. You don't have to waste your time. Example. Suppose a child, okay, he wants to know who his father is because father is not staying with them. Okay. The child and mother are staying and the mother says that the father has gone to work and he'll come after some time or after some years. Okay. Child wants to know who the father is. So what can he do? He can just ask the father, "Mama, who's my father?" Right? And the mother will say, "So and so, he looks like so and so, and this is your father. But childless, stubborn. No, I don't believe in you. I want to find out who my father is. What will he do? He starts going to every man, maybe in that age group, testing, paternity testing, DNA testing. He does test, nay, he is not my father. The other one, not my father, not my father, not my father. He may come to the end of his life without knowing who his father is. I mean, it's stupid, right? Foolish. Because he wants to know from his knowledge. I will find out who is my father. That's only a wastage of time, right? Similarly, if you want to know our father, all of our father, common father, that is Krishna, God, what will we do? We'll ask our mother. Who is the mother? If father is Krishna, mother is scriptures. The Vedas, the scriptures, they tell us who our father is. So just refer to the scriptures. You'll understand who God is. Why to search so many places and go hunting for it? Not worth it, right? So now other thing is like the scientific process, right? What happens in the scientific process? Maybe some experiments will give you truth, right? But it is not the perfect truth. Why? Because we have, with science, we use our senses, right? We use our senses to understand. Maybe our eyes, nose, mouth, taste, hearing, feeling, perception. We use to understand the truth. But these senses are defective. Example, just I spoke about the infrared rays. Or say ultraviolet rays of light or there's this audible range for humans, the sound waves, and then there is something beyond that and below that. Sometimes, dogs, they bark in the night because they can hear those ultra waves. We can't hear. So then some people say they can see bhoot, preet and all. So that's how they shout. So they bark. So yeah, they have that decibel range. We don't have. Does it mean that the dogs are stupid? No. In fact, abhi jaise ye catastrophe hua tha na, the earthquake in two countries, Turkey and Syria. So many dogs were taken with the rescue teams because they were able to identify the people who were, somehow in the debris, right? So they have those special powers. But does that mean that those sound waves don't exist? They exist, but we can't see. Similarly, if you speak of ultraviolet or infrared rays, we can't see because our eyes are not tuned to it. The scriptures are explaining what to speak of such hi-fi things. We can't even see our own eyelids. Can we see? It blinks so many times in a minute. Can you see? You can't. You blink, but you can't see your eyelids. So then these senses are defective. Because the senses are defective, we become illusioned. Because we become illusioned, we commit mistakes. And because we commit mistakes, we have a tendency to cheat. Just to cover up our mistakes, we'll cheat. Okay? So we can't rely on these senses for knowledge. We can't rely on these senses for even experiments, etc. So it's a wastage of time because our senses are imperfect, our knowledge is imperfect, and also it will take so much time. So easiest phase is just like the child asking the mother, who's my father? We approach the scriptures. Okay? To know who is God or who is Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One more example is, suppose a fisherman, he has this net and he goes to the ocean and he tries to catch fish. The net is made up of the holes, they are 1 inch, okay, one inch ke holes. The net is like that. So the fish which he will gather will be smaller than 1 inch, right? All the smaller fish will come and some may escape also, okay. So he'll catch those fish. Now, when he goes back or when he brings that net into the ship, in the boat, he says, this ocean is so pathetic, doesn't have any big fish. How will I earn my livelihood with this small fish? He's wrong. His tools are defective. If he has a bigger net with bigger holes, maybe he can catch, right? So what it means is, when your tools are wrong, your knowledge also, what you gain will be wrong. Just like this fisherman, you will be fooled. Okay. Now, also, logic and intelligence can be misused. I said, right, when we commit mistakes, we have a tendency to cheat. So suppose, like example, I'll give you Darwin's theory. Okay. we all have read the Darwin's theory, and we have understood it by heart. We have written so many answers. We have mugged it up. And it says that man comes from apes. Okay. Now, Darwin's theory, if you read, there are so many places, hundreds of places where he has used the word perhaps, maybe, perhaps, maybe, perhaps, maybe. So he himself is in doubt. That means he has postulated something and he has used the words perhaps, maybe. We don't know its truth. But he has written, and all of us are learning that. If man and apes were at a different period, how in Ramayana do we have the monkeys and Lord Ram together? Then people will say, no. Ramayana is mythological. It doesn't exist. Right? People will say. Some people will say. Then we have to have pictures like Ram Setu, which will show, no, Baba, this is real. Okay? Srila Prabhupada, he said, Prabhupada ji, the founder of ISKCON, he said that the Avaroha process is the best process of gaining knowledge. Why? Because through submissive oral reception, you hear from the realized people and from the Shastras, and it's the easiest way. So spiritual knowledge, how it helps us is, it will protect us or prevent us from misusing the knowledge or misusing the logical tools that we have. It will guide us that logic has to be used only in a certain way. We can't be playing around with logic to prove things which are not existent or to prove things which are false. So Bhagavad Gita has this very famous shloka in the fourth chapter. It says, Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprashtena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninas tattva darshinaha. What does it mean? That pranipatena, it says you have to surrender to the authority. In fact, even in Google, if you see na ways of acquiring knowledge, wahan par mention kiya hua, authority is one way, and authority is the most common way of acquiring knowledge. पहले ऐसे गुरुकुल में होता था ना, द सीनियर बैच वुड टीच जूनियर्स एंड देन द जूनियर्स विल कम टीच द न्यू कमर्स. इवन नाउ, लाइक आई टीच इन अ मेडिकल कॉलेज, राइट? सो द पोस्ट ग्रेजुएट स्टूडेंट्स, हाउ दे लर्न, द फर्स्ट ईयर व्हेन दे कम, द थर्ड ईयर राइट्स एंड द सेकंड ईयर राइट्स विल टीच देम. देन व्हेन दिस स्टूडेंट बिकम्स अ सेकंड ईयर राइट, ही विल टीच द जूनियर्स. दैट्स हाउ. एंड सपोज द जूनियर हु हैज जस्ट कम, ही गिव्स अ रॉन्ग आंसर, ही परफॉर्म्स द थिंग्स रॉन्ग वे, हु इज टू बी स्कोल्डेड? द सेकंड ईयर राइट. तूने उसको पढ़ाया नहीं बराबर. लाइक वी टीचर्स कॉल्ड अ सेकंड ईयर राइट्स, क्या बताया नहीं तुमने उसको बराबर. सो इट इज अ डिसेंडेंट नॉलेज, दैट द पर्सन हु नोज बेटर देन यू विल टीच वट एवर ही नोज. ओके. सो या सो परि प्रणिपातेना, दैट मीन्स यू सरेंडर. नाउ द जूनियर कांट टेल द सीनियर, ए आई नो यू आर टेलिंग जस्ट ब्लफ, यू नो आई डोंट वॉन्ट टू स्टडी फ्रॉम यू. नो, दिस इज नॉट राइट. सो वेन यू अप्रोच अ स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर, or you, when you approach a devotee to gain knowledge, you have to surrender unto the person, because you know that he is learned. Okay? And Krishna says that there are two more things. You have to ask pariprashnena. Pariprashnena, you have to submissively ask questions if you don't understand, not with a challenging mentality. And you have to sevaya. Sevaya means you have to render service to that great soul. So you have to surrender. You have to submissively ask questions and you have to surrender to the great soul. Upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninas tattva darshina. The wise, the realized sages, they will show you the truth because they have seen the truth themselves. So this is what Krishna recommends in the fourth chapter. Okay? Very early on. Matlab, 18 chapters, mein fourth chapter is saying this. Now, also, why do we need to know spiritual knowledge? Because again in the scriptures it says, no one will perform any action without a reason. Everyone, we are performing activities for what? Some happiness, right? We go to a school or a college to get some education that will give us happiness. We cook nice food or we buy nice food so that it will give us happiness. We have friendships so that it will give happiness. So if that happiness is not there, we'll not do the things. Now we'll rather sleep on the bed and just 24/365 we'll be sleeping. But the body also needs food. So we'll come out and say, Bhaiya khana do, mama khana do, because I'm hungry. So we'll, some sort of happiness will work. So, but is this the all, be all and end all of life? Agar aap sirf happiness ke liye life jiyoge. Jaise I told you about the dvipada pashu, right? Two-legged animal. Animals are doing the same thing, I'm doing the same thing. Is that the be-all and end-all? No. There's something beyond because we have been given intelligence. So our life is not just to fulfill the necessities, but also to fulfill the purpose of life. Now, what is this purpose of life? That we have to understand. Otherwise, the whole life, 60, 70, 80, 90 years, we'll just be trying to get happiness, just getting entangled in this activities, material activities, and you'll never know what is the goal of life, what is the purpose of human life, right? So, now, Martin Luther King, the famous leader, he said, we live in a world where there are guided missiles which are guided. You guide them and it will fall only at that place. But in a world of misguided people, missiles are inanimate, they are guided. And people who are animate, we are misguided. Such a sad story. And then Krishna again says in Bhagavad Gita, Manushyanam sahasreshu kashchit yatati siddhaye yatatam api siddhanam kashchin mam veti tatvatah. Krishna says, out of many thousands of people who actually are in pursuit of knowledge, hardly one will come to that perfection. And of many those who have achieved perfection, hardly one will know me the truth. Like the same. Thousands and thousands of people, maybe a few will inquire about God. And of those few who inquire about God, hardly one will know about me in truth. So that's what Krishna is saying. Now, spiritual knowledge actually, material world. Let us see material world, how it is compared to in the spiritual scriptures. Okay. So the material world is compared to a vast ocean. And if we have to cross over from this world into the spiritual world, we have to cross over through that ocean. It's a huge ocean. You can't cross alone. Second, material world is full of darkness. Why? Because the knowledge which we are getting is just sort of entangling us in this material world. So it's like darkness. You need some bright source of light to overcome that darkness. And third is fire. Uh-huh. So why sword or why fire? Now, whatever activities, there are two types of knots described. Knots, K-N-O-T-S, knots. There is a song, you know. I'll just give you the wordings. Don't think of the song, but the wordings. Moha moha ke daage, ungliyon mein uljho. Those people also know that we are getting entangled. Because of moha, attraction, attachment, right? We get entangled. So, there are two types of knots described. What are they? When we perform action, we get reactions, right? Achha kaam kiya, achha reaction. Bura kaam kiya, bura reaction. So there is a knot formed. Achha bura, the whole knot formed. Okay. Then second thing is we perform some activities and for the family, for the nation, for the office, we get entangled in those relationships, right? So one knot is called as karma granti, the actions and reactions. And the other is Hridaya Granthi, the knot of the heart. Why the Hridaya Granthi? Because we get attached and then it is so easy to like dissociate yourself. Suppose you have a very thick friend and the person goes to some other country for studies. It's so painful, no? Though we know that we'll be in touch, right? Though we know that we can speak nowadays with all the technology, but still we feel pain, right? Because those attachments are very hard to give up. So then we now, those who know stitching or those who have sewn something, suppose you, while tying the knot, it sort of the thread becomes a knot. How do you open it? You take a needle and try to open it. You know? Suppose while opening that needle, it gets further entangled. You have a bigger knot. What do? We cut it. Because then to try to open it with the needle is difficult. You know there's a knot. You have tried to open it, this become a bigger knot. The easier way is to just cut it off. It's okay. Just let that part of the thread go, I'll cut it off. So we need some sword. Like this. For the thread, we need a small scissor. But this Hridaya Granthi and the Karma Granthi, they are so huge, so difficult to open up. No matter how much you try, no matter how much others will help you, it is difficult. So you need a sword to cut it. Okay? So that's what we are going to know. What is the sword of knowledge? So till now we have understood what are the different types of knowledge. why we want to acquire knowledge, right? We have also understood how do we acquire different types of knowledge, how do we acquire knowledge, the various methods, right? And we have seen that we want to acquire knowledge, or we want to engage in happy activities or activities which lead to happiness, but that's not the purpose of life. Our purpose is much farther. Like this, there was a ship in the ocean moving nicely, suddenly it stops. Okay. So then they call the engineer. The engineer is busy trying to rectify the problem, but somehow the ship doesn't move an inch. So then amongst the passengers, they announce, like, you know, when you fly, they ask whoever is a doctor. In case there's an emergency, they'll ask. So similarly, in this ship, they ask, is there anyone who's good at this thing? Our ship is not moving ahead. Then one old retired fellow, an engineer, he came. He just inspected, and then from his toolbox, ship, he took a hammer and hit at a certain point, and the ship started moving. And then they said, okay, how can we remunerate you? He said, 10,000 rupees. Then the other engineer was shocked. Arey, ek hathoda maarne ke liye, I can understand 1,000 rupees. Tum 10,000 le rahe ho. Yeah, 100 rupees is to hit the hammer. 9,900 is to know where to hit it. Right? You can't hit it anywhere and expect the ship to move. So he was a wise person, right? Now, why this example? Because spiritual knowledge will help us what to think, how to think, and how to act in that direction, right? Which direction to think, what to think, how to think, which direction to think when we are performing our activities. That's why spiritual knowledge is important. Otherwise, we are Dvipada Pashu. And it stops us from nudging around for other types of knowledge, which may not help us, may not help us in the real long run. See, earning a livelihood, doing for your family is good. But then finally, when you give up your body, who's going to help you? No one. Only the spiritual knowledge and your connection with the Supreme Lord will come to your rescue. Right? So, so what is the source for spiritual knowledge? As I said, scriptures, and the others are acharyas. Like Prabhupada is an acharya, right? He gave us all the scriptures in English language. Then the scriptures have been translated into so many languages of the world. Now you see, next to Prabhupada on both the sides, this is Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam in different languages of the world. All the possible languages of the world, the Bhagavad Gita has been translated. If you can, later after the class, you can see. Amazing. All possible languages, the translations, the books are there. So Prabhupada converted them from Sanskrit to English. His disciples translated to other languages. So scriptures are available and acharyas. Now, in paddy field or in fields, okay, there are these small paths, right, which help you to walk from one side to the other. Okay, in monsoon, what will happen? Because of the rain, grass will grow, and grass will grow to such a height that you will not see the path, right? Then suppose after the monsoon, someone wants to walk across the path. Those who know it also will not go. Why? Because they'll think, Mahapar kuch, there may be some snakes. How will I find the path? So they will not go. Right? So, this scriptural knowledge is like that. It's like those paths, which are very clear in the non-monsoon season. In the 8 months of the year, they're very clear. We can see, we can walk through it. We can take knowledge of the scriptures. Right? But when monsoons come, there are weeds or the grass which grow. What are these grass? They are interpretations, misinterpretations by unauthorized people. Okay, they will give some wrong interpretations. They will teach the Bhagavad Gita, but they'll say, Krishna is not God. Krishna is not asking you to surrender to Him. He's telling you to surrender to the soul within. He's telling you to surrender to the God within yourself, who is you only. You know, all these misconceptions. So that weeds of grass, they are like the misconceptions. Suppose you don't cut the grass in the monsoon. For the next few years, that path will be lost. Right? So this paddy, the way small paths are compared to the scriptures, which are easily accessible. But the misinterpretations are like the grass growing, which will cover the path, right? And future generations or future period, you will never use them if you are not able to see the path, right? Why? Because they are snakes also. But the acharyas, but the farmer, what the farmer will do? He knows the path, right? So he'll walk along the path and go on cutting the grass so that the rest of the year that path is available. So the acharyas are like that farmer. They know the path. They will cut down the grass so that everyone can access that path. Right? So scriptures under the guidance of acharyas. Just alone, it's difficult to understand the scriptures. Okay? That's the role of the acharyas. And what are the qualifications of understanding scriptures? I'm just a 12th class student. I don't have much interest in studying topics. I'm a working lady. I have kids. None of these is a disqualification. There are just few qualifications which are mentioned in the scriptures to understand. What are they? Faith. You should have faith, determination to study or to know, and sense control. Sense control means you're regulated, like lamp. If you keep it in a windy place, the lamp will be put off. But if you keep it in a place where there's no air or it is covered with a jali, it will be brighter and spread light, right? So when you are self-controlled, when you are sincere, when you have faith, you can learn about the scriptures easily. Krishna, he tells Arjuna again in the Bhagavad Gita, Bhakto Sime Sakha Cheti. He says, Arjuna, I am revealing this knowledge to you because Bhakto Sime Sakha Cheti. You are my Bhakta, you are my devotee, and you are my Sakha. You are my friend and my devotee, you are non-envious. At another place, he says, 9th chapter, he says, Idam Te Guhyatamam. I am revealing the most confidential knowledge to you. Why? Pravakshami Anusuya, because you are not envious. So we have to have faith and we have to not have envy. Because you see, when you have envy, you can't realize anything. Like Duryodhana, did you see Krishna? Yeah, he was with Krishna, right, in the war. Shishupal, he was a cousin of Krishna. He couldn't see Krishna in his real form. Who else? Kamsa. He couldn't see Krishna. Who else? So all these demoniac people, so much envy. They think, I am God. I am the controller. They can never see Krishna. So we have to be having faith. We have to have no envy, non-enviousness. And we have to be sincere. Then we can understand the scriptures. And this faith, adho shraddha tata sadhu sangha tata bhajana kriya anartha nivritti. Faith will come with how? Shraddha. Shraddha is faith, right? Adho shraddha tata sadhu sangha. It will come through association with devotees. So when we are meeting in this forum, when we meet for the kirtan, when we meet during prasad, what is that? It is association. I have heard, but when I discuss it with devotees, discuss it with devotee friends, that faith is, it's fanned. And it, like a small spark, if you fan it, it will go bigger and bigger. So that association is important. Now example, one more example. Like see, when you water a tree, or a plant. How do you water it? Do you water the leaf, the flower, the stem? What do you do? Huh? Roots. You water the root. Do you dig out the root and pour water? How do you water the root? Then roots. Roots to dikhta nahi hai. How do you water it? Through soil. So you water the soil absorbs the water, and then roots take it up. So devotees are like that soil in the plant, around the plant, right? When you associate with devotees, they will help you to absorb the knowledge of Krishna and your soul will be nourished. Right? So, devotee association is the most important. Then there are other stages, 8 stages. The next 7 stages will be easily achieved just by associating with devotees. Also, Krishna says that Jnanam Vijnana Sahitam Yadgyatva Mukshate Shubhat. That means Krishna is saying that once you know this knowledge, jnanam and vijnanam. Jnanam is knowledge and vijnanam is realized knowledge. You will never be entangled in the material miseries. So you just have to know about me. What are the disqualifications? I have told you the qualifications. Can you name some disqualifications? Doubt, yes. Envious, Doubt is envious. Yeah, being envious is a thing. Doubtful means not having complete faith, not having faith, right? And when you are not devoted, when you are not austere, when you are not regulated, these are the disqualifications. So Krishna, he reveals the right to not show himself to the non-devotees or not show himself to the faithless. Like when Virat Roop was seen in the war, Kurukshetra war, Arjuna and all his devotees, they could recognize. But Duryodhana, he couldn't see the Virata Rupa because though the Lord was in front of him, he didn't realize it, right? So if you don't have faith, don't have, if you're envious, you can never see Krishna even if right in front comes in front of you. Some people say, ki I will follow Krishna when he comes before me. Are how? You don't even have the senses, you don't have the knowledge. What you want to see Krishna? Impossible. You have to have faith. Then Krishna will reveal himself to you. And then misinterpretation of scriptures. Now, see, suppose there's this person who has a very successful business, right? And you want to know about that person, you go to interview that person. The person, you ask him, where did you study? He say, MIT. Where did you work? Microsoft. Now, what are you doing? I am running my own business, which is very successful. Then after the interview, you say, what man, you are boasting, huh? So much boasting of yourself. That person will say, nahi bhai, I have studied in MIT. I have worked in Microsoft. You have asked me, I have told the truth. So this misinterpreters, this, I told you, the weeds, the grass, those who misinterpret, they'll say, Krishna, he says he's God. How can he be God? Are you ask Krishna, he's telling in the scriptures, what's wrong about it? He's God, he's saying I am God. Just like that person, I have read in MIT, I've studied in MIT, there's nothing wrong in it. But if you have a doubt, you can never understand. And in fact, Prabhupada mentions, even in the backside of Bhagavad Gita, you will read that there have been so many translations of Bhagavad Gita throughout the world. Okay? But not many have become devotees. Why? Because those translations are misinterpretations. Only after Prabhupada wrote the Bhagavad Gita and it was distributed throughout the world, so many thousands and thousands of people have become devotees. While Prabhupada was alive on this material planet, he had 5,000 disciples. And he had 108 temples constructed. And now, after his departure, many more devotees, many more temples. So we have to, there may be so many translations, there may be so many misinterpretations. Like if you have a honeybee in a garden, okay, there is a garden, there are flowers, there's a lot of rubbish, Mumbai garden. There's flowers as well as rubbish. Where will the honeybee go? Imagine there's a huge pile of garbage. There's only few flowers, 2-3 flowers, but baki garden is just unkempt and very dirty. Where will the honeybee go? The majority of the garbage? No. It will still, on that huge pile of garbage, it will look for those 1 or 2 flowers, suck the nectar and come out. So we may have so many books, but we have to use our discretion to know where the essence is. The essence is the bona fide scriptures and the bona fide explanations. Then we will be like the honeybee, which will take the essence. And what is the essence of all spiritual knowledge? Harikatha. Knowing about Krishna. Knowing about him, knowing about his pastimes is the essence of all religion. Okay, that we have to seek after. I know that we have understood that what is spiritual knowledge. We have understood how to gain it. We have understood the qualifications. We have understood the disqualifications. What are the benefits of spiritual knowledge? Ye sab padke kya hoga mujhe? What are the benefits? So, again, in Bhagavatam, it's explained that the supreme dharma of men or human beings is that is cultivating loving devotion to the Lord. And this devotion should be ahituki apratihata. Ahituki means it should be unmotivated. Apratihata means it should not be hindered. It should be uninterrupted. So unmotivated and uninterrupted loving service to the Lord. Also Prabhupada, whenever if you read in his books, he translates bhakti as devotional service, English mein. Agar you and I, if we thought on the word bhakti, what would we translate as? Devotion. Bhakti equal to devotion. Prabhupada translates it as bhakti equal to devotional service. That means there's an action. Service is the action. Devotion, emotion is also involved. So bhakti can't be just action. It has to be action involved with an emotion. Otherwise Krishna may not accept it. So, now, what are the spiritual activities then? How can you be engaged in spiritual activities? So there are ninefold process. Navvidha bhakti. What is that? Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnusmaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Asyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. Shravanam means hear about the Lord. Smaranam means remember about the Lord. Right? Shravanam, Kirtanam, speak about the Lord. Vishnusmaranam, remember about the Lord. Padasevanam, serve His form, deity form. Archanam, worship Him. Vandanam, offer prayers. Dasyam, be a servant to the Lord. Sakyam, develop friendship with the Lord and His devotees. And Atmanivedanam, surrender. Jaise I told you, Pranipatena, first is surrender. So these are the processes by which we can engage our mind and soul in serving Krishna through various processes. So it is simple for the simple hearted. Like Prabhupada, once he just took a gulab jamun, popped it into his mouth and he said, I can eat my way back to Godhead. That means just eat prasad. Just by eating prasad you can go back to Godhead. But you have to have faith that this prasad has been touched by Krishna's lotus lips. It is surcharged with his energy. And then I am taking it, all my senses and my soul will be purified. If you have that faith, like there was once this person who was very sort of dumb. Okay, and he came to Prabhupada's shelter and throughout the day he would just, Prabhupada would say chant. But he would say, no, I can't. And then Prabhupada said, okay, we'll give you four times meal. All the senses will be satisfied. Just chant. So somehow Prabhupada sort of convinced him. And this other person who was looking like a dumb person, but then he was so charged that he would, devotees thought he will not be able to do any service, you know. So they would not give him service. But this person, he couldn't even speak actually. He would blabber. But then he had this so much enthusiasm. He would go and, you know, with a huge pile of books in his hand like that. And soon, in no time, all that pile will be reduced because all of it is distributed. He would just distribute because he had so much enthusiasm. All people who would be around would take that book and other devotees will be still with that pile, not able to distribute it. Okay? So, what it means is, if you have faith, you can eat your way back to Godhead. You don't have to do anything else. Okay? And then, this two types of knots. One, very important benefit of spiritual knowledge is this karma granthi and hridaya granthi, you will be able to cut through it. Okay? And when you cut through it, you are no longer attached, but you can develop your attachment to the Supreme Lord. Okay. Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Bhagwan Ki Jai. Also, it cuts away all our misgivings or misidentification. We say, I am this body, I am an Indian, I am a woman, I am a Punjabi, I am a wife, I am a entrepreneur. All these identities will be cut off and you will only realize yourself as the servant of Krishna and the servant of Krishna's servants. Now, how does the spiritual knowledge satisfy the soul? Okay, now suppose you have this big plate of prasadam in front of you, or you go to eat a thali. Okay. Now, when you have this prasadam downstairs, okay, do you have to know the ingredients of each preparation to relish it? No. Do you have to know the recipe? No. Right? Do you have to know how the digestive process works so that you enjoy the meal? No. You simply eat and you relish it. Similarly, spiritual knowledge, the knowledge from the scriptures, you don't have to understand how it works. You read it, you hear it, it works. It purifies the heart. Right? You don't have to know why this word is written like that. You just read it with submissive oral perception and it will purify your heart. Right? Okay. We have understood what are the benefits. Now, how to read? How to study? Now, many of us actually, we may be sort of averse to reading. Especially when you have come out of college or finished your schooling or whatever, we'll say, "Arey, abhi we don't want to study anymore. Ho gaya." We have studied for 15, 18 years of life. Now, no more studies. So some of us may be like that. Some of us may think, okay, I can still study. So let us see how we can study these scriptures. I'll just take 5 minutes more. So how do we study the scriptures? Again, as I said, we just have to read, okay? Suppose, again, coming back to the thali of prasad, okay? If there are, say, 20 items on the thali, sometimes we have chappan bhog, right? So we have so many items on the thali. Suppose you sit and start relishing. That's very tasty, okay? Suppose before eating that thali, I tell you, look, you're going to eat the chappan bhog, but you have to remember which sequence the items were served in. What was the color of each item? What was the quantity of each item? So on and so forth. If I give you some instructions, will you be able to eat that prasad? You will say, "Arey!" But every time that some item comes, you will like, then I'll get like you will be scared. So many items, "Arey Baba, jitna jyada item aaga, utna you will be scared." Instead of relishing more and more items, you will be scared. I have to remember about this. I have to remember about this. So similarly, when you read the scriptures, you don't have to think, "Meko ye yaad karna hai, by heart karna hai." Just read. Krishna will purify your heart. The scriptures will purify your heart. And the association of devotees and the acharya's explanations will purify heart. One more thing. Prabhupada's books. Why they are so special? If you read, anyone of you has read the books by Srila Prabhupada. Like say the example of Bhagavad Gita. Prabhupada gives how each word in Sanskrit should be read. How the word breakup is there. Right? He tells us about the pronunciation. How each word should be pronounced. He tells us the word-to-word meanings. Okay? Bhakto sime sakacheti. Each word he'll give a meaning. He'll explain the meaning. Then he'll explain about the translation of that verse. What that entire verse means. And then he'll also help us to understand the practical application of that verse in our life. If so simplified it is done, can we not study? So easy, right? Everything you have given on a platter, you just have to, like everything is served on the plate, you just have to eat. But then you say, "No, not today, I'm not hungry. No, but there's some other feast at other place." Then we are fools, right? One very interesting thing. Prabhupada used to say that, example, like long back he said, China is fighting with India over some land which is not even habitable. You know, that all the snowy areas, not even habitable, but China is fighting for it. So Prabhupada said that people earlier were civilized, they were pure, they were not petty minded, they would never fight. But now people are fighting even for uninhabitable land. And then he would say that there is a systematic propaganda by some leaders of the society to stop the glories of Krishna's name, chanting and hearing about Krishna. Some leaders, you know, they will, like communists, they will totally try to eradicate the concept of God. Right? So Prabhupada said, like they have a systematic propaganda to not allow the holy name spread or to not allow the spreading of knowledge of the scriptures. Let us have a systematic propaganda to expand it further and further. And then, actually, way back in 1972, a Japanese philosopher, he had predicted that the way the Krishna consciousness movement is growing throughout the world, within 10 years, it will become the religion of the entire world. Has it happened, 1972, 1982? No. Because somehow there has been a break. Why there has been a break? Because those who know the knowledge, we don't want to distribute it. Like, suppose you have some laddus. If I have 10 laddus and I want to distribute it, after distributing, will I have more laddus with me now? All the 10 laddus are gone. But with knowledge, the more knowledge I have, the more I distribute, I become pakka, no? Like example, the teachers, they have the best knowledge. Why? They have been teaching it through and through, through and through. That's why one of the ways to memorize is make notes and speak it to the others. Then it will be firmly fixed. So when we have knowledge, we spread it. That's the best way of remembering the knowledge. Okay, now we have gained the knowledge. I know what is the benefit of gaining knowledge. What is the ultimate purpose of this knowledge? It has purified me. Should I keep it to myself? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gaur Nithai mein, one of them is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna himself. So he says, prithvite ache yadi nagaradi gram sarvatra prachar hoibe maranam. So he has predicted that the holy name will be sung in all villages and towns of the world. He has also said, especially for Indians, he has said, Bharat bhumite hoila manishya janma yar janma sarthaka kari kara paropkar. He has said especially to the Indians, if you have taken birth as an Indian, janma sarthaka kari, you should fulfill the purpose of your life and then give this as paropkar to the others. That means educate about others about Krishna. So once we have the spiritual knowledge, it is not enough to just keep it with ourselves. It will work, but we have to distribute it further. Okay, that is our duty. Now this, when Lord Chaitanya was in the South India Yatra, he met a Brahman who was reading the Bhagavad Gita, right? And he was sort of reading it in broken words, not very clear sentences, not very correct meter, okay? So, but he has tears of ecstasy flowing from his eyes. So Lord Chaitanya was, he was surprised. How come he is reading so like in blabbering words or broken words, but he is having these tears of ecstasy. So he goes to that person and he says, who are you and what is causing you ecstasy? So that person says, I am a poor Brahmana, but my Guru Maharaj has told me that I should read the Bhagavad Gita every day. So people laugh at me because my language is not clear. But I will read my Bhagavad Gita every day. Why? Because my Guru has instructed me. Then Lord Chaitanya says, but why? Why are you so ecstatic? So he says, I am seeing that Krishna, who is the Lord of everything, the entire, all the universal systems, he is driving the chariot of Arjuna. Now, if you know chariot mein the sarathi, the charioteer, like, you know, when you drive a horse, when you are riding on a horse, you pull the strings, right, left, right, to guide the horse which direction to go. But when the sarathi is there on the chariot and the person who is behind riding on the chariot, he can't be telling the person in that huge war, right, left chalo, right chalo. What do? The person who's the warrior, they will kick that person on the shoulder. If I want to go right, he'll kick the right shoulder. If I want to go left. If I want to stop, maybe kick in the center. So this person is saying, Krishna, the Lord of the entire universe, is working as a sarathi for Arjuna, taking all the blows. Who else can be more merciful than such a Lord? That is making me cry in ecstasy. And then Lord Chaitanya said, you are the perfect guru, you are the perfect disciple, because you have perfectly followed your Guru Maharaj and you have understood Krishna in the truth. Because just this pastime of reading the Bhagavad Gita, you are realizing the supreme glory of the Lord, that how he can be so merciful and how he can take any role to satisfy his devotees. Right? So similarly, when you read the Bhagavad Gita, when we read the Bhagavad Gita, when we read the scriptures, please don't think, I have to be a pandit, I have to be a jnani, I have to be a shastragya. No. Just read it for the purpose of reading. Why? Because Prabhupada said, he has written, he has toiled throughout the night. He would sleep just for 2 or 3 hours. And from 12 in the night to 6 in the morning, he would be writing. Or 12 to 4:30, he would be writing. Why? He gave us word-to-word meaning translations. Why? Because we should be benefited from that knowledge and we should be distributing this knowledge. So please don't feel any hesitation. Go ahead. You will be equipped with this sword, right? Sword of knowledge. It will help you cut your Hridaya Granthi, your Karma Granthi. And with this sword, if you equip someone else, they will be equipped to cut their knots. And in this way, we all can progress, go back to Godhead, right? So please, it's a request that we all have been coming for this program. We all have been taking the association. We all have been taking darshans. We all have been chanting and dancing in the kirtan. We all have been taking prasadam. Go a little step more sincere. Try to take some small book of Prabhupada, right, and start reading. And those who are interested in systematic reading of the scriptures, maybe we can have a small gathering. We can have a small group where we can discuss this regularly and take it further, right? So with these words, I thank you for coming. I thank you for allowing me to share what I had with this small pocket sword. And I hope that we all take the benefit of it. Jai Srila Prabhupada.
any questions? किसी के कोई सवाल है यहाँ पे? Everybody has understood everything.
Yes.
Yes, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Which book to begin for reading?
Paul has made it very systematic. Actually, if you go to any of our gift shops, even the gift shop which we have here, there are small books which are just a few pages. Like Sword of Krishna is a little bigger book. On the Way to Krishna, Perfection of Yoga, right? All these books, small books you can start with. Or if you are really inquisitive and you want to go ahead, head on.
Because the general impression is that Bhagavad Gita is very intense and very high. It's very difficult to understand.
Yeah, Bhagavad Gita may be difficult to understand, but Prabhupada has made it really very simple. So you can start with the Bhagavad Gita. It's an amazing book. It's a storehouse of
the big
knowledge.
One, the thick one. Yeah.
No, not really thick. It's just 700 shlokas actually.
Okay.
Just 700 shlokas. If you read verse by verse, the Bhagavad Gita takes only 1.5 hours. But of course, you have to read the translation word by word, meaning purport. It will take you a few days or a few months. But then also there are many online lectures available on Bhagavad Gita. So once you read a section of the chapter, you can go to an online lecture, any of the ISKCON branches. ISKCON Desire Tree has many lectures. The temple, Rala Gopinath Media has many lectures. So you read, you discuss with devotees, and then you hear some audio. It will help you to strongly get rooted.
Thank you.
Not
Mother.
Very difficult.
Thank you.
And for others, they are small books. So you can start with that and then gradually go to the bigger books. Thank you.
Anybody else? So before we come closer to the end of the class, I would like to speak a few words about Mataji. I've been knowing Mataji right from my childhood. That does not mean she's very old, but then I've been knowing her right from my childhood. And if there's one quality that I've learned from her is she is a practicing doctor, she's a professor, she is a very, she's very active in preaching Krishna consciousness to the youth. She's been taking care of her family very well, but whenever you give her a call, whenever there's an emergency, you give her a call, she's always there and she's always there to help you out. So I think we just celebrated Women's Day on 8th of March, International Women's Day. So I actually aspire to be a woman like her. So big round of applause for Mataji. And I would request Mataji to please keep coming for our Chetna classes. We'll be having once more. So I would request you to get up also, sorry. But then we have all our new girls coming in. So we have special books for them. So before they begin with Bhagavatam, they can begin with the small books. So all those girls who have come for the first time, yes. Jo bhi ladkiyan pehli baar aayi hai, please apne jagah pe khade ho jaiye. The book's name is Krishna, the Reservoir of Pleasure. So Mataji wants to gift these books to all of you. So sabhi ladkiyon ke liye nivedan hai ki please thoda sa aage aa jayenge. It's okay. निकाल लो निकाल लो निकाल दोनों निकाल लो.